Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim by Yekayin Daf Tes Vav, and we are starting Yud Aleph Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shor Bas Miakam Moshe Harnish Amos should have an Aliyah. From here until the end of Masechta, we're going to be discussing Dini Avelos. Mishnah tells us Hakayvers Meisay Shlishes Yom Kaidem LeRegel. If a person buries his mace 3 days before Yom Tif, Batal Mer Gzeres Shiva. So now there's no more Gzeres Shiva. This is the same thing as what we call the Shiva, 7 days of mourning after burying a close relative. Yom Tif arrived 3 days into the Shiva, so that cancels the entire Shiva. And after Yom Tif, there's no more Shiva. They just go into the period of what's known as Shloishem. And Mishnah continues, Shemayin Yisrael Kohen L'Regel, if the mace was buried 8 days before Yom Tif, which means there was the full Shiva, and then the 8th day after the burial is Yom Tif, so Batlu Menu Gzer Shloishem. There's no more Shloishem anymore. Shloishem is the mourning period after the Shiva that's canceled by Yom Tif. Because they said, Shabbos Oilav Ein Mafsakes, Shabbos counts as part of the Shiva, but it doesn't stop Shiva, meaning when Shabbos comes out in the middle of Shiva, it counts as one of the 7 days of Shiva, but Shiva has to be continued after Shabbos. Tasavam Raf on top, Regalim Mafsikin Ve'ein Oilin, or Yom Tivim, they stop Shiva and Shloishim, and they do not count as part of it. Says the Gemara, Gzeres Shiva, what's unique about the Shiva? Sandal Vesapon. A really proper Gersa is totally different words. Saneret Vesachas. And these letters, Samach Nun Reish Tav, and then the next word, Samach Chaf Tav, are Rashi Tevas for 7 things that are usher during Shiva. What's Samach Nun Reish Tav? That's the first word. Sicha, anointing with oil. Ne'ilas HaSandal, wearing shoes. Rechitza, washing or taking a shower. And Tashm Shamita. And the next word is Samach Chaf Tav. That's his Pyrus, a haircut. Kibus, laundry and clothing. And Talmud Torah, learning. That's usher during Shiva. Going back to the Gemara, Gzeres Shloishim. What's usher during the Shloishim? Ichui, that's properly mending, properly fixing tears in the garments. V'gihots, and ironing clothing. V'tiglachas, and taking a haircut. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Gihots, what does that mean? Gihots, so Klei Tzemer Meguhatzim Chadashim, new woolen clothing that are ironed. Uklei Pishtim Meguhatzim Levanim, and linen clothing that are ironed. Dafka, which are white. Colored ones are never going to look new. In other words, someone during Shloishim is not allowed to wear clothing that look new and fresh. Let's say his 8th day falls out on Shabbos, meaning the 8th day after the burial comes out on Shabbos, and this Shabbos is Erev Yom Tif, which means Yom Tif is on Sunday. So in this case, Megalech Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to take a haircut Erev Shabbos, even though it's in the middle of Shiva. So first the Gemara asks, Hey Chafshir, how is this possible? How could it be the 8th day from burial landed on Shabbos? That would mean the burial, the Kfur itself, had to happen the Shabbos before, and we know we're not allowed to bury a mace on Shabbos. We have a couple different explanations. Tifter, we could explain that a wild animal had dragged the corpse away. It was actually never buried, and they gave up hope from finding it on Shabbos. And Vitani can't even brass like this. If a corpse was dragged away by a wild animal, from when do they start counting Shiva? From when they give up hope of looking for him. They look, they couldn't find, they say, okay, forget it, we're not going to find him. If they gave up hope on Shabbos, so they're going to start the Shiva on Shabbos. That's what we would say. The 8th day is also on Shabbos. And the Bas just continues, if they found limb by limb, they only start counting Shiva from when they find his head and the majority of his body. And Rabbi Hudamer, he says, the spinal column and the skull, that's considered right of the body. Now, Amar of Oven, he says, Tifter, we can explain differently, that the Gailol, which I know we're just going to translate, the Kever, the grave, that was covered over Erev Shabbos as it was getting dark, meaning they literally finished the Kavura as it was becoming Shabbos, so they never had a chance to sit Shiva on Friday, which means in essence the Shiva started on Shabbos. Asking more, hey, Chefsher, how's that possible? You can't do a Kavura so close to Shabbos like that. So Rav Achi explains, Tifter, we could say, that a guy had closed it up, and it could be that really he had enough time to do it on Friday, and he just delayed, and he ended up doing it literally as Shabbos came in. So that's how it could be that that first day of Shiva was on Shabbos. Now, those that want to say Shabbos leShmua Kriva b'Shabbos is talking about a Shmua Kriva came to him on Shabbos. Shmua refers to when a person hears that one of his immediate relatives died. Kriva means that it had just happened, and so he has to start observing Shiva from when he hears that Shmua, and he heard it on Shabbos. So that's how it's possible. Now, continues Kasser Dinner Mishnah of Ami Havli Ovda. He had a story V'Gilchim Shloishim Echad, and he took a haircut after Shloishim on day 31. And Rebbe also Havli Ovda V'Gilchim Shloishim Echad. He took a haircut on day 31. And Rosh Hashanah tells us from Masnisan Yalflor of Ami. Rami learns this from a Mishnah. The Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there. It's regarding a Nazir, whom we know a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut except at the end of his Nazir's period. Misha Nazir Shtei Nazirais. If a person took upon himself 2 Nazir's periods, first a month and then another month, Megalechas Rishonu Yom Shloishim Echad V'Sashni Yom Shishim Echad. He shaves for the first one on day 31 and the second one on day 61. So we clearly see that it's only after the full 30 days is over, then on day 31, he's able to get a haircut. Now, a very important Gersa insertion over here. The Gemara asks, Eimah Seifa, what about the end of that Mishnah? It tells us as follows, V'im Gilach Yom Shloishim, that if he ended up shaving on day 30, Megalechas Ashnia Yom Shishim, he takes a haircut for the next one on day 60. And so we see that really, you could take a haircut on day 30. It doesn't have to be day 31, so how are you using this Mishnah as a Raya? So Rabbi Yossi answers, Taman L'Sha'avar. This line in the Mishnah that we just inserted, that's referring to L'Sha'avar in the past. He made a mistake, he took a haircut on day 30. We say, okay, you don't have to repeat your entire Naziris because of that. But over here, we're talking about L'Chatchila. Person's in their Shloishim. Hashem, they're nearing the end, they want to know when can they get a haircut, so we tell them, L'chadchila, it has to be day 31. However, Yirmiya, Har Rav Yitzchak HaToshia, and some say, there was Rav Chiya Bered Rav Yitzchak HaToshia, L'galechim Shloishim, the ones allowed to get a haircut on day 30, and this would be because of Miktas Hayim Kekulai. Once it becomes day of the 30th day, the last day of the Shloishim, we say part of the day is like the whole thing, Miktas Hayim Kekulai, and therefore he's already allowed to get a haircut on day 30 of Shloishim. And where's this from? Masis and from our Mishnah. What does it say? Shemay Nisuyam Kaylu Regal, Batul Men Gzer Shloishim. And if Yom Tov arrived 8 days after the burial, so there's no more Shloishim, what do we see from here? He Shmini, He Shloishim, that the 8th day is no different than the 30th day. So really, day 30, once we have a little bit of it, it's already considered like the Shloishim is over. However, Amrius Reis says that no, Shani Yitaman, that case is different. Should have been a Kavod HaRegel Tiru. The only reason why they were Matir in our Mishnah is because of Kavod HaRegel. Yom Tov came, so we're making allowed to take a haircut. But that doesn't mean in a standard situation when there was no Yom Tov, that day 30 we're allowed to take a haircut. We would have to wait till day 31. And Tehil Chashi Kane, you should know this is true. Rav Chelbai, quoting Rav Chana B'Shem Rav, the Chal Yom Shmini Shaloi Lias B'Shabbos. We had this up above. If the 8th day after the burial fell out on Shabbos, and Shabbos was Erev Yom Tov, which means Yom Tov was on Sunday, Megalech Erev Shabbos, he's allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. So in Tamer Shaloi Mnei Regel, Itiru. If you want to say it's not because of Yom Tov, well then Me'ata, Afil Chal Yom Shloishim Shaloi Lias B'Shabbos, Megalech Erev Shabbos. Then we should say that even if day 30 falls out on Shabbos, he should be allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. And since we don't say that, we're only allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos because on Matzei Shabbos there's going to be Yom Tov, so we see something specific for Yom Tov, not just the regular Shloishim. Therefore, one's allowed to get a haircut only after Shloishim, not on day 30 of the Shloishim. We also learn from the following: for all Mesim, a person allowed to be Shailal after 7 and Ma'acha after 30. Now, both these words, Shailal and Ma'acha, have to do with stitching a garment. Shailal means it's an amateur stitch, which is done very widely. Each stitch is far apart from the next. So after Shiva, he's allowed to be Shailal the tear in the garment. And it's only after Shloishim that he's allowed to be Ma'acha, he's allowed to fix it and sew it properly. And so his question, which is his raya, is V'yishol Yom Shiva V'yachah Yom Shloishim. If you say the mixed Yom Kekulai, Swana be Shailal on day 7 and on day 30. It must be since the Brisa says after Shiva and after Shloishim that we have to wait till the full Shloishim is over and only then a haircut's allowed to be taken. And Rav Chagai tells us, since we have a member like this and a member like that, that we have to wait till after 30 or could be even on day 30, a person could do either which way. Now, Tony, we have a Brisa, Zudiv Rabba Shaul. This is what Rabba Shaul holds, meaning he's the one that says, mixed Yom Kekulai, and already day 30, one's allowed to get a haircut. And Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmuel, and Rav says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kabashal, the Halacha Kabashal. And Vitani came, we have a Brisa like this, Halacha Gdvar, the Halacha like him. And Rabba says, B'Shem Rav, the Divri Rabba Shaul, Bain Yomim, Bain Gezeris Batlu. That on day 30, both days and Gezeris are Batl, Avadivacham, according to Chamim, Yomim Batlu, Gezeris Loi Batlu. The days are Batl, but not Gezeris. I was really going back to our Mishnah, which had said that Shmaini Yomim Kaidim L'Regel, if the mace was buried 8 days before Yom Tov, and now it's Yom Tov, so now Batl Men Gzeir Shloishim. So what does it mean, Batl Men Gzeir Shloishim? So Rabbi Shaul holds that's both in regards to the Dini Avelos of Shloishim and the days of Shloishim, but according to Chamim, it's only the days of Shloishim, but not the Dinim. So that's what the Gemara asks, Ma Bineyon, what's the difference between them? What does that mean, the days are Batl, but not the Gzeiris, not the Dinim? So Rav Chana Amar, he explains, Erev HaRegel Bineyon, the difference is regarding what this Avel did, Erev Yom Tov. Because remember, Yom Tov is Mevatel Shloishim, so what did he do Erev Yom Tov? Im Gilach Erev HaRegel, if he took a haircut, Erev Yom Tov, he Galach HaRegel, he's allowed to take a haircut after Yom Tov. Whereas Im Lo Gilach Erev HaRegel, if he didn't take a haircut Erev Yom Tov, I Galach HaRegel, he's not to take a haircut after Yom Tov either, which means in essence, he still has to keep to Dine Shloishim even after Yom Tov. Whereas Rav Yochanan, he says that no, Afal Bishal Lo Gilach Erev HaRegel, even though he didn't take a haircut Erev Yom Tov, he Galach HaRegel, he's allowed to take a haircut afterwards. Rav Blazer, Hail Rav Shim Bar Ba, Rav Blazer Paskin for Rav Shim Bar Ba, Galach HaRegel, he's allowed to take a haircut after Yom Tov. And Vol Yadin would know in Kadad Abashal, if this is going like Abashal, that even though he didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, it's still okay, he's allowed to not take a haircut after Yom Tov, because Batlu Menu, all the Shloishim, there's no Shloishim anymore, or in Kadad Rabbanon, Divra Kol, or is this like the Rabbanon, and that means it would be really according to everybody, and that would be like Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that even though he didn't take a haircut Erev Yom Tov, he's allowed to take one afterwards, because again, Shloishim is Batl. Now another day, in the Rabbi Lazar, Ahil Rav Shem Bar Ba, Rabbi Lazar Paskin Rav Shem Bar Ba, that a regel oil minion Shloishim, Yom Tov counts as Shloishim. Now what does that mean? Our Rabbi Yossi explains, Ashkan Tlosin Kaitin L'Shiva, turns out that we have the din of Shloishim is being observed before the Shiva. This is referring to a person died and was buried during Yom Tov. So the Yom Tov itself doesn't count as part of the Shiva. It also doesn't cancel the Shiva because the person didn't die before Yom Tov. He died on Yom Tov. And therefore the Shiva itself is only going to start after Yom Tov. However, those few days of Yom Tov after the burial did at least count as part of the Shloishim. So we see that we can have Shloishim before Shiva. We continue the Mishnah. It said, HaKavar Smeisa Shloishis Yom Kavim L'Regel, Batul Men Gzer Shiva. Says the Gemara, Loi Amar El Shloisha. That's only if it's 3 days before Yom Tov. Hashnayim Loi. But if it's 2 days before Yom Tov, then it's not canceled. Now, Dada Tomer, that's only said that he has to complete his Shiva after Yom Tov, Ben Levein Atzmai, that's privately mentally to himself, meaning all the dinim that apply during Shiva, he has to keep after Yom Tov. Avlo Rabim ain't a Rabim Sasken Imai. But in regards to everybody else, they're not Masasik with him, which means they don't have to come to pay a Shiva call, as we say. They're already Menachem him during Yom Tov. This is a possibility to do some sort of Nicham Avelim on Yom Tov. So since they're already Menachem on Yom Tov, they don't come afterwards, but he still has to observe the dinim of Shiva after Yom Tov. And Ratani can be a brass like this, Hakavris Mesoi Shleshis Yomim Mitoicha Regal, it's proper Girsa, or Bisoicha Regal, or we keep the Girsa here, Bisoicha Regal. Both of them are basically saying the same thing, that if a person buries his mace during Yom Tov, either 3 days into Yom Tov or the third to last day of Yom Tov, bottom line is mace was buried on Yom Tov, so Mina Shiva L'Acha Regal has to continue keeping Shiva after Yom Tov. Now Shleshis Yomim Rishonim, Haram Sasakim, Mimai, the first 3 days, people are Masasik with him, which means they're Menachem him, whereas Arba Yom Harachronim, the last 4 days, in Haram Sasakim, Mimai, they're not Masasik with him, because they were ready Masasik with him, they were ready Menachem him during Yom Tov, as we just said before. Also, Malachi Nasas Bachirim, his Malach is done by other people, Vavad Vibahemtoi, Oisin Betsina, his slaves and animals, they're only allowed to do work privately, discreetly, Bim Malkam Acher, in a different place. Now the question is, Ma'ul Haris Leiponim, what about just coming to say hello to him, to spend time with him, meaning they're not being Menachem Avel, that they already did during Yom Tov and a few days afterwards, but what about those last days of Shiva, even though they're not coming to be Menachem Avel, should a person be Ma'ul Leiponim? And the answer is, Yaakov Ar Edi says, B'Shem Rechanina, Balei Amru Dinei Chazal say, Ayin Evel B'Shabbos, there's no Dinei Avelis B'Shabbos, and Rebnei Ma'amru L'Haris Leiponim, so why do they say that a person should come to an Avel on Shabbos, L'Haris Leiponim, Lohim B'nei HaKavod, isn't it because of Kavod, just to show him honor? V'Hachim B'nei HaKavod, same thing here, even though there's no official Nicham Avelim. Again, regarding these last few days, where the Avel himself is keeping Avelis of Shiva, but people are not being Menachem Avel, there's still an Inyan of coming to be Mechabed him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.